I'm Dr. Regina Kep. I'm a board-certified clinical psychologist, and I specialize with older adults and their families. I created the Psychology of Aging Continuing Education podcast to make sure that as professionals, you get the education you need to meet the mental health needs of older adults and their families. So if you're a social worker, psychologist, therapist, aging life care expert, or certified care manager looking for continuing education with purpose, you're in the right place. After listening to each episode, simply go to the episode's webpage at www.mentalhealthandaging.com and learn more about how to earn your CEUs. By being here, you are helping to destigmatize mental health for older adults and helping to improve access to mental health care. So thank you for being here and doing your part. Now let's jump into the episode. Imagine this scenario. You're sitting with your loved one, reminiscing about a very special time in your life, and your loved one struggles to recall an important part of the story that used to bring them so much joy. Is this simply a mere slip of memory, or is it something more? Today, we're going to unravel the mystery and learn the difference between memory loss and cognitive impairment. I'm Dr. Regina Kep. I'm a board-certified clinical psychologist, and I specialize with older adults and their families. Whether you're an individual helping an older loved one to navigate the challenges that often come with aging, or a professional working with more older adults, you're in the right place. All right, what is the difference between memory loss and cognitive impairment? When it comes to aging, words like memory loss and cognitive impairment are often used interchangeably. This can lead to a lot of confusion for the people who are experiencing the memory loss or cognitive impairment, for their caregivers, and for professionals. And this is why it's really important to differentiate the difference between memory loss and cognitive impairment, because it has important implications for treatment and care. So let's dive in. Memory loss and cognitive impairment are related, but they're not the same. Memory loss refers specifically to difficulty recalling information that is stored in the brain, like recalling memories or events or important family stories or recipes. Cognitive impairment, on the other hand, includes a wide range of cognitive processes that happen in the brain. It can include memory, but it doesn't stop at memory. So it can include how quickly we process information, how we solve problems, our judgment in solving complex problems or making decisions, problem solving, attention, and language skills. So as you can see, cognitive impairment covers so many areas of how our brain functions, where memory loss is just focused on memory and recalling certain events, or difficulty recalling certain events. What's tricky is that memory is a critical component of cognitive functioning. And so when people have memory loss, it can fundamentally impact our cognitive functioning. Memory loss can show up in different ways, like forgetting names, forgetting important parts of stories, forgetting family recipes, and in experiencing difficulties in learning something new. Memory loss is often caused by conditions that impact the brain, like mild cognitive impairment or dementia disorders, but can also be due to other things like stress, anxiety, depression, substance use, and other sorts of conditions that might be treatable or reversible. Addressing these underlying causes can oftentimes improve memory. The same can be said for cognitive impairment. So I don't know about you, but when I don't get a good night's sleep, I have trouble sometimes coming up with the word quickly that I want to say. It's not that I can't remember the word, it's that the word's not coming quickly enough. Whereas when I get a good night's sleep, my brain is firing more rapidly. Cognitive impairment encompasses a broader range of functions that our brain is responsible for, like problem solving and decision making, how quickly we process information, our judgment, attention, language, and spatial orientation, and memory. So as you can see, cognitive impairment encompasses many other cognitive functions, while memory loss only focuses on memory. When we talk about cognitive impairment, it's also important that you understand a term called mild cognitive impairment. And often cognitive impairment and mild cognitive impairment are used interchangeably as well. So mild cognitive impairment is a clinical condition. It's a diagnosed condition in which a person is experiencing some impairment in their cognitive functioning, like I mentioned before, how quickly they process information, problem solving, remembering, and so on, but not at the level that it's interfering with day-to-day functioning. Person can still typically live alone, manage their affairs, drive a car, and so on. It's noteworthy that about 12 to 18% of people 60 years old and older are living with mild cognitive impairment. Often, mild cognitive impairment is due to a dementia disorder like Alzheimer's disease, vascular dementia, Lewy body dementia, and so on. Mild cognitive impairment is also the beginning stage when a person does develop dementia of dementia. With that said, about 10 to 15% of people living with cognitive impairment each year will develop dementia. Just because you have mild cognitive impairment doesn't mean that you will develop dementia, just means that your risk is higher. And there are many things that you can do to maintain brain health, even if you do have mild cognitive impairment or dementia disorder. What's also important to know is that more than 40% of Americans who are older adults worry that they're going to develop cognitive impairment or dementia, and I get it, it's a scary thing. But like I said, there's a lot that you can do to optimize your brain health. So while a lot of people are afraid of cognitive impairment and dementia, it's estimated that 80% of Americans do not have a good understanding of dementia disorders, mild cognitive impairment, and so on. And so I'm so glad you're here listening and learning. Join me next time, and I'll be talking about the common causes of cognitive impairment in older adults. I'll see you right here. And if you're a professional working with older adults, I have a great resource for you all about navigating memory loss and cognitive impairment in your clinic. So download that guide and you'll get free training and resources on navigating cognitive impairment when it presents in your clinic. I'll see you next time. All right, that's a wrap. Just a reminder that each episode is worth one continuing education credit. And to learn more about how to earn continuing education for listening to this episode, simply go to the episode's webpage, which is linked below wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can also go to www.mentalhealthandaging.com to learn more. All right, I'll see you in 2 weeks for another continuing education podcast episode.